Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The holidays are a tough time when you lost a loved one. And what happened in Highland Park on the 4th of July was horrific. And for the families up there that lost loved ones from Highland Park and Waukegan, may the memory be a blessing. And those families must be going through a tough time. But and then the 49 victims who suffered gunshot, five injured while fleeing. And some of them, as you were telling me, Lou, some of them are still going through treatment today for what happened on the 4th of July.
Yeah, when you think about it, it's not that long ago. I mean, it in some respects seems like a world ago and a long time ago. But yeah, no, folks are still undergoing treatment. And, you know, clearly, you know, we talk about this. There are thousands of people there that their, you know, mental and emotional well-being
sure.
is being worked on every day, challenging.
I wanted to bring you on to not only to thank you and to thank all the other first responders, medical, nurses, doctors, and to talk about what happened that day behind the scenes. I don't want to make light of the people that lost their life. God, may their memory be a blessing, but I want to be thankful and talk about all of the hard work, what was going on behind the scenes to care for those that were injured and eventually lost their lives, and to care for those who were injured and transported to local hospitals, and to your team that came in, because you had officers. How many men and women work at the Highland Park Police Department?
We have 57 sworn officers and then about 10 citizens, CSOs, community service officers, and records folks and like that.
So shots fired, people are running away, and there's videos of your team running towards where the shots were fired, which is incredible. I'm getting chills just thinking about this. Then your team, what our listeners don't know, is that your team is listening to the reports. The men and women, the officers who are off duty, who are with their families at barbecues and events and whatever they're doing on that 4th of July, beautiful day that day. It was gorgeous. They heard what was going on. And what happened?
So, yeah, you and I talked about this, and I think it definitely bears repeating. So we've had these conversations, and we continue over the last couple of months to have these conversations. You know, I feel some remiss about not having the opportunity to thank all of the first responders and our residents and folks who really helped us, you know, get through that day. But, you know, you balance that, like you said at the onset, with struggling that there are families out there that are just, you know, never going to be the same.
It's horrible.
So, it is a balance, and it's something we're really sensitive to. But we do need to recognize, you know, just the work that was done between the police, the fire, and our residents. People working shoulder to shoulder that day, you know, responding to something that you hope you never have to. And unfortunately, we're seeing, you know, time and time again that it does happen. But you had some. You really saw the worst in people, no doubt about it, the worst in a person that day.
Yeah.
But you saw just the best in people too, David. I mean, you know, our officers, again, you know, responded from their homes, from their
in shorts.
Yeah, in shorts.
And, yeah.
And we were unable to early on get, you know, like an all call out because it was just so overwhelming and so much going on. But they all came in almost to a person somewhere out of town.
They grabbed their equipment, their bulletproof vests, their guns, everything they got, threw it in their car. Hey, honey, I got to go. And you didn't call them. They came to Highland Park to the station ready to go and help out on their days off.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, these are the things that, you know, behind the scenes that you don't know. And so we went through some debriefs and brought some people in to help, you know, kind of process this whole thing. And you hear from the folks that were running those that you have husbands and wives that were begging their husband or their wife not to go because they knew this person was out there. Please, you know, don't go. But because
he was still at large.
They you know, absolutely still at large. And because these men and women are just committed to the city of Highland Park, they came and they knew that we were at our worst, and they came in to help.
Huge shout out to the mayor, Nancy Rottering. I messed her name up. I'm sorry. Rottering.
or Rotoring.
Rotoring would probably be best. Sorry, Nancy, I apologize. I'm not touching the city manager's name. Can you help me with that one?
Our city manager is Gita Newkirk, and she was on scene from the minute it started that day.
And Fire Chief Joe...
Schragi. Fire Department did a phenomenal job.
Phenomenal job. You were in the back. There was a spokesperson there. He did a phenomenal job as well.
Yeah, so Chris Cavelli works for the Lake County Sheriff's office, but he is the spokesperson for the Major Crimes Task Force for Lake County, who we work with when we have a major incident. And so he was our spokesperson. He also did an excellent job getting the message out. We were trying to reassure people during a time that was, you know, unquestionably rapidly evolving and hard to reassure people, but we were trying to get them the information as fast as we could.
I was sitting on the couch with my daughter, and then we'll hit a break and come back and talk about the NIPAS?
NIPAS.
What happened there? Unbelievable. I saw what was going on there. A lot of our listeners have no idea what happens with that. I'd like you to explain that.
Sure.
My daughter goes, well, where's your friend? I'm like, he's in the back taking care of some things. There's a lot going on. She's like, well, when are we going to be able to leave? Because I locked down, right? I was cleaning my garage, shut the garage. She's like, well, when are we going to be able to leave? I'm like, you're not leaving anywhere. Your butt's on that couch until Lou says we could leave, because I'm in Northbrook. I'm 15 minutes from the site there. And I'm like, she's like, well, what if they don't catch him? I'm like, they're going to catch whoever did this. I guarantee you they're going to I know these men and women running the operation there. They're very highly trained. They're going to catch whoever did this. And when they give the all clear, we'll leave. But right now, you're sitting on the couch and watching WGN TV. We're not moving. So she's like, well, I got this going on. Like, you ain't moving until they give the all clear. We're going to take a quick break. Shwani, we're going to throw it over to Shwani. Come back with more behind the scenes of what was going on July 4th with ILACP President and Chief of Police of Highland Park, Lou Jogman, President of the ILACP, Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police, mastered that, nailed it, and also Chief of Highland Park Police Department. Now, I just want to set the scene. Again, we are very, very, our prayers are with the families who lost seven members of the Highland Park and Waukegan community that died on the 4th of July. We are praying for the speedy recovery of the 49 victims that suffered gunshot injuries that are still are going through surgeries and some type of rehab. May their recovery be fast and swift and painless. But we also want to be thankful for and celebrate the men and women who, when you hit that button, and I delivered water that day, called my chief, Kennedy at Northbrook. They escorted me up there. I had 20, 30 cases of water in my, I donated it. I came over the bridge on Deerfield Road. As I'm driving down Deerfield Road to get there, okay, there's Palos Park, there's Orland Park police squad cars sitting on cross streets. I'm like, oh, this is, what the hell are these guys doing up here, right? It's southwest suburbs coming up to the North Shore. I come over the Edens and I drop down to where the command center was at the fire station, and I had never seen so many pieces of equipment. Can you explain what was going on there for our listeners that didn't have the opportunity to come over the bridge and see all that equipment? Pontoon boats, fire trucks, engines, everything. Absolutely. Oh, hang on. I got to turn. There you go. It sounds better when your mic's on. Go.
Absolutely. So, I think to reassure your listeners and our residents of Illinois, we do have one of, if not the best, systems of mutual aid throughout the United States.
Meaning what? What's mutual aid?
Mutual aid. So when you know, when you've got a smaller department with a 50-person department, a 20-person department, you don't have all the resources or staffing needed to manage a critical incident like this, or even with flooding that occurred down along the Mississippi over the last couple of years, or a natural disaster. So we have a couple of groups. One, the biggest group is ILEAS, the Illinois Law Enforcement Alarm System, and that's an organized and structured organization that we all participate, or most law enforcement agencies throughout the state participate in, and they have a tiered system to send resources when needed, and they can scale up and scale down depending on, you know, the size and scope of the incident. But I can tell you, as being the person on the receiving end of that assistance that day, it is something to behold that, you know, you can bring resources, as you said, from the south side, and if it kept on escalating, you can bring them even farther from farther away than that that can come.
You had alphabet soup there. I mean, you had ATF, you had DEA, you had FBI. I mean, I came over. Everybody's wearing their slickers, and everybody's got their bulletproof vests on. ISP, Illinois State Police. I mean, you had an unbelievable force, and when I dropped the water off, there had to be 50 officers just standing there ready to be told where to go, right? So if there was some type of incident, it would have been mass chaos because for the person that the call was against, because you had literally 40 to 50 officers geared up, ready to go, and wanting to help.
Yeah, both on the fire and police side. Fireside has a similar system, and you know what it speaks to, David, I really, to be thankful. I mean, we are so grateful for that response, and we do have men and women in law enforcement in the fire service. We have the best in Illinois. We really do have a good group just committed to keeping everybody safe and responding to people when an incident like this happens, or like I said, a natural disaster. They're there. Simply, they leave their families and they come and they put themselves at risk because they want to help and make sure that we are keeping our community safe.
You and your wife, Mindy, were within feet of where it happens. Tell that story real quick.
So, you know, we're committed to the community of Highland Park, so we attend all our events.
And you live there.
Yeah, we want to be part of it. And certainly we are part of the community. So my wife and daughter were there, and I was working it, and you know, we were talking just a couple of minutes before it started, right where it started, and I went my way to go do something. And then after it started, you know, unfortunately, my first thought, you know, was it sure. Maybe they were involved and hurt because they were right in that area, and they had moved just moments before to a different location, but we're right underneath him as he was doing what he was doing. So it went from a beautiful, beautiful 4th
gorgeous
of July,
day.
Yeah, to just to terror and sorrow and heartbreak within minutes. And but again, I say this, it's a hard thing to say, but I was fortunate to be there to see the work of the men and women of the Highland Park Police and Fire Departments and our residents who yep. jumped in, and our CERT members, which is a civilian team that we work with that we train for critical incidents, and just other residents that work shoulder to shoulder with police, fire, and it really did depict the best in people.
Again, heartbreaking for the 7 families from Highland Park and Waukegan that lost loved ones and family members. Heartbreaking to the 49 victims who suffered gunshot wounds. But we're very thankful for you, your team, the medical professionals, the residents of Highland Park that stepped up while they were at the parade. I remember seeing a guy on the news. I used to work out with him 10 years ago. He's a gynecologist. I'm like, why does that guy look so familiar? I used to get dressed. I had a locker next to him. David Baum, I think, he was there putting tourniquets on those that are injured, just doing triage there. So we're very, it's a horrific event. Horrific event. And why are we talking about this? Because we're thankful. I'm thankful. And our listeners are thankful to have expert professionals like you and your team that ran towards it, figured it out, solved it, and got this piece of garbage off the streets as quick as they can so we could all return back to some type of normalcy. We'll never be normal ever again, but hats off to you, Lou. Love you. I love your wife more, but I love you. We're friends off the air as we are on the air. Thank you to the mayor. Please say your name so I don't mess it up again, Nancy.
Mayor Nancy Rodering did a phenomenal job leading us through this, for sure.
And your city manager.
And again, Gita Newkirk, city manager, who oversees all city operations, did a phenomenal job.
And the fire chief and all of his team did an amazing job.
Joe Schragi and the Highland Park Fire Department, they transported, I believe it was 24 people in 26 minutes, and they did a remarkable
And all the nurses
job.
And the doctors at
Highland Park Hospital,
HB Highland Park
Hospital. Yeah, the list goes. When we're counting people and names, it's about 1,800 people that touch this event in some way, shape, or form, and that is an amazing thing.
And we're thankful for
that. Grateful and thankful for every one of them.
Yes. Horrible that those 7 men and women lost their lives from Highland Park and Waukegan, and may their memory be a blessing, and may their families, like my mother said before she passed away, remember the good times. But we're very thankful for you and your team and all the supporting staff and the 1,800 volunteers, first responders, and medical professionals. You guys have a great weekend. Happy holidays
Thanks, David,
to you and
you
your family.